Welcome to the Antioch Christian Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Jay Armalee.
But listen, there's no way to cut it. We are living in a difficult time. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of sickness. It is real. If you look at New York, it's very real. My heart goes out to New York and Italy and Spain and these different places. And of course, we are trying to, keep that curve from exploding here in Ontario and in Canada. But let's be real. It is real. It's not a made up thing. People are sick. People are dying. And this is a very tragic time. And so, we have much hope, but I also want to be aware that this is a time of difficulty. And I'm reminded, and many of you have heard my story, but I want to share it for those that haven't, to give you hope. My parents, when I was born, I am going to be 46 next month. And so 46 years ago when I was born, I was born with a genetic blood disease, cellular blood disease. They didn't know what was wrong with me. Actually, when I was born, they were able to take me home. And a short time after that, I began to crash physically. I think it was just a few short weeks. And they took me back to the hospital and ended up giving me a blood transfusion, thought they had taken care of it. And then I crashed because what was happening is that I didn't have the white blood cells needed to fight off disease at that time. And so every time they gave me a blood transfusion, I was getting the immunity or the fighting mechanism from my mom. So they had to do something, and they took me to London Hospital, and I guess they poked and picked and took blood and samples and did a whole bunch, only to conclude that this is probably going to be something I'd have to deal with my entire life, and most likely, if I were to survive it, I would have to have blood transfusions on a regular basis, which is very scary, and so that puts the fear into my parents, the worry, the anxiety, the dread, and so that's a lot of us are feeling that even these days. So incredible story. A woman by the name of Catherine Coleman, who was a woman really ahead of her time. You know, many people didn't believe in women pastors and preachers and ministers, and she was a healing evangelist on top of that. And my mom met somebody in a parking lot who was going to one of her meetings. And as they got talking, it was basically my mom said, "Hey, would you take this as a prayer request? You know, when you go, can you go in faith believing that my son could be healed?" And so he did, and this gentleman went down, I believe it was a gentleman, went down to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and while he was at the meeting, and I kid you not, while he was at the meeting, Catherine Coleman was preaching, and he was sitting, I believe, in the balcony or the top area, and while he was there, she was preaching, and she stopped and looked up to where he was and said, "There's a baby in London, Ontario, who has a blood disease, but he is healed in Jesus' name." And in that moment, I was healed, and the doctors had no understanding. It was a bona fide miracle. They had no reason why, and I was healed, and I came home, which is absolutely incredible. So if you're at home, that's a good cheer moment. I was also born deaf, which was amazing. Not good, amazing. And another quick story, that my parents took me to prayer meetings after that, and they prayed over me, and my grandfather, my opa, was a believer, and my oma, and they'd pray in these prayer meetings and ask the Lord to deliver me from this hearing deficit, and God did another miracle and healed me, which is incredible. And why do I tell you all that? I don't tell you all that to say, wow, God must really love me. I tell you that to tell you that He is a God that heals. He is a God that heals. He still heals today. And I want to build your faith. He still heals today. He's a God of healing. And so if you are struggling, He's a God of healing. Amen. So I encourage you to grab a hold of that. So today, I'm going to start a message. I'm going to start probably a series. I don't know how long it'll be, but I really feel right now that we need to be strong and courageous. We need to be strong and courageous in this hour. We need to not succumb to the fear. You know, there's two pandemics right now, they say. There's the pandemic of the virus, and there's a pandemic of fear. And so, we do not want to fall under either one of those. We don't want to be in the virus, and we want to be sheltered, but we also do not want to fall under a pandemic of fear, and we've seen that happen. And so the opposite of being in a pandemic of fear is to be strong and courageous. But listen, there are keys that God is going to show us how to be strong and courageous. Because I'll tell you, sometimes I wake up right now and I don't feel very strong and courageous. I have moments, I'll be honest with you, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster sometimes. I wake up, I feel great, I feel like we're going to conquer this. And then sometimes I get overwhelmed. It's an overwhelming feeling. If you look at the news and you see what's going on, it can be really overwhelming. But God wants us to give us keys to be strong and courageous. And so we're going to start in Joshua, and these are some of the famous verses on being strong and courageous. So turn your Bibles to Joshua 1. We're going to start there, Joshua 1. And we're going to start at verse, there's so many good verses. Let's start at verse 5. Joshua 1 verse 5 says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life." I'd like to put in there, "No virus shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I shall be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you." And listen, Joshua is not just somebody that's so special and this is how it's going to be, but God does, he says that in the New Testament about all of us. He will not leave us nor forsake us. So what a great verse. And then it says, "Be strong and of good courage. For the people you shall divide as an inheritance, the land which I swore to the fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left. Be prosper, but you may," check the word out, "prosper wherever you go." God wants you to do well and prosper. Verse 8, it says, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you?" Last verse here. "Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I'm going to read that last one again. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." What a powerful verse. Now, Joshua is a warrior. Joshua is taking the children that Moses took out of Egypt. They've wandered in the desert for 40 years. Just trying to give you a little bit of a background here. They wandered in the desert for 40 years. The first generation was afraid to go in and take Canaan, to take Jericho, because they saw the giants in the land. And one of the quotes I often look at, it says that we were like grasshoppers in their eyes. And that's what the first generation said when they were going to go take it. So check that out. It says, "We were like grasshoppers in their eyes, in our eyes." I'm messing it up a little bit. So go check it out. But the point of the scripture is that they saw themselves. We were like grasshoppers in our eyes, their eyes. Anyway, they saw themselves as being small. And so because they saw themselves as being small, they could not get enough courage to go and fight. And so they wandered for 40 years. So now here, Joshua, there's two that have survived, Joshua and Caleb, and they're the only two that have survived. And they are now going to bring the next generation into the promised land. But while we're reading this, you need to understand that the Lord has not told them how it's going to happen. So you need to understand, and I was looking up some history of Jericho. Jericho is a fortified city. It actually, the walls were so big that the houses were part into the wall and part out, and they had two layers of walls. So one layer was here, and then it was on a hill, and another layer here. Jericho was a super fortified city. Not only that, they would always be the underdog. They would be having things shot down, and you're on top is always the best place to be. And so if you are having people shoot arrows down, it's a horrific way to try to conquer a city. And so you need to understand that they're going in to fight this, not knowing how it's going to happen. So I look at this and I know that Joshua is a man of God and he's strong and full of courage. But God is saying three times, "Be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous." So here's what I know. If I'm asking my kids and I'm saying to my kids, "Hey, I need you to get up and to do your chores. When you do your chores, hey, can you do me a favor and take out the garbage? Hey, guys, I want to let you know that you're going to do your chores today. And by the way, I really need you to take out that garbage. Hey, guys, I want to let you know you got to do chores. Oh, and by the way, you need to take out the garbage. Why am I saying all that? Because if I have to say something three times, if I'm saying that to my children, it's because it's something that they need to know. It's something that they have forgotten. Maybe in the past, they forgot, they lost sight of the fact that taking out their garbage was part of their chores, part of what they're supposed to do. Well, I want to let you know, this is the same thing. If God is telling Joshua to be strong and courageous, it's most likely because he did not feel. He had lost sight of the fact of who they were and what they were going to do because they were coming up against a fortified city. Right now, we are coming up against a sickness. We are coming up against a fortified fear. And it's a pandemic. It's all around us. You can feel it in the air when you shop. You can feel it when you drive, when you look at pictures of deserted streets. It's all around us. But I'm telling you, church, we need to be strong and full of courage in this hour. Now, what I want to talk about, because you may say, but I'm not strong and full of courage in this hour. But the beautiful thing is, we get it from God. We get it from God. And I want to teach you over the next coming weeks, whether it's me, Pastor Rod, Pastor Gary, ways to strengthen ourselves. And we just did one today. Worship is a way to strengthen ourselves, to be strong and full of courage. So what I'd like you to do, I'd like you to turn. We're going to go to New Testament for a minute. And I'm sure Pastor Rod is getting those up. I'd like you to go to 3 John. And then we're going to go back to Proverbs or to Proverbs. We haven't been there yet. 3 John. Please give us some feedback if there's anything wrong or if you can't hear. I'm going to trust that everything's going well. Okay, so our goal is to become strong and courageous. If we're not, if you're up against some of the things we're up against right now, we're up against the fact of loss of income. That's the fortified city maybe that you're up against right now. Maybe somebody's sick in your family. That is the fortified city that you're up against right now. Maybe you're lonely. That's the fortified city that you're up against right now. But I'm telling you right now, you can be strong and courageous and you can take this giant. This giant doesn't have to take you. You can take the giant. I want to look, if you look with me, at 3 John. Chapter 1, there's only one chapter, verse 2. It says, beloved. Stop right there. This is to the church. That word beloved means worthy of love. So tell yourself or your neighbor, but tell yourself for sure, I am beloved. I am worthy of love. Come on, say it out, Krista. Krista's beloved. She is worthy of love. Of course, I love her, but at times we feel, and you might be lonely right now, and you might be stuck by yourself in quarantine, and you're like, man, I don't feel loved right now. I don't feel God's presence. I want you to let you know you are beloved and you are worthy of love. And then he says this, John, he says, I pray that you may prosper. That word prosper means a good journey, a safe journey, a journey of success. He wants us to have a successful journey right now. Even though COVID is out there, even though there might be some loss of income, he wants us to be successful. He wants our journey to be successful. He says, I pray that you may prosper in all things. So get out of your mind just some things. He wants you to prosper in all things. But listen, and be in health. He wants you to prosper and be in health. Just as your soul prospers. It's interesting that word health, that the word health is actually the word hygiene comes from the Greek word health. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. Well, I will, I guess. Hugeniano, or sounds more Italian than anything. I don't know how to pronounce it, but my wife is laughing at me. But the word hygiene comes from that word. If you're a Greek scholar out there, you can voice text me how to say it. But it's hygiene. It means this. It means to be in sound body or in good health. So, beloved, I pray that you may prosper, be in a successful journey in all things, that you may be in good health. Your hygiene might be good. Your health would be good. just as your, here's the key I want to get to, your soul prospers. So we prosper and our health prospers as our soul prospers. And in this hour, to be strong and courageous, one of the things I want to go after is that we need to protect our soul. And that soul actually means our inner man, the whole thing. It means our body, soul, spirit. It's everything. They didn't just go, well, you have a mind and you have a heart and you have a soul. When they say that, they're meaning that your whole insides. And so with that in mind, I want you to turn to Proverbs, and we're going to hang out in Proverbs for a little bit. Proverbs 4. So hope you're tracking with me. He wants us to be strong and courageous. John just said he wants us to prosper in health as our soul prospers. And as we turn over to Proverbs, Proverbs 4, we're going to find some keys here. Proverbs 4. And I really, let's really look at this carefully. Proverbs 4, we're going to look specifically at 20 to 23, verses 20 to 23 of Proverbs. I'm going to start in the New King James. I want to look at some of these words, and then we'll break it down and we'll be done. Well, I'd like to take, again, communion. So, Krista, if you could get that ready. We're going to take communion at the end. I want to let you know that so you can get prepared. We're not there yet, but if you could. All right. Verse 20 says, my son, give attention to my words. I want you to really look at this. Give attention to my words. Now, the words, of course, were Solomon and what he was writing. But we could also say, and if you read it carefully in Joshua, it talked about meditating and letting the word be a part of us. He said, my son, give attention to my words. So I want you to understand he's talking about the word that he's writing, but we can take that to the next step, which is the word of God. Pay attention to the word. It says, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. I want to break it down. I want to read with the definitions that I was looking through, kind of a lot of the words, but let's break it down. It says, my son, give attention. I love that word attention. It says literally to pay attention. But one of the words it means is, you know how dogs' ears go up? When they hear something, their ears spike up. That's actually what it means. So it's literally saying when I'm speaking, give attention, let your ears perk up to what I'm saying, because it's really important. And so when we read the word of God, when we're reading this word, there's an action. There's like, hey, let's let our ears perk up. And then it says, incline your ear to my sayings. That literally means, again, incline means to lean in. Lean into what he's saying. Incline your ears to my sayings, these wise words that we're reading. And then it says, do not let them, and I want you to look carefully, two words here, do not let them depart from your eyes. And that word depart means don't let them get lost from your view. So right now we are saturated, inundated. Of course, everything's gone on Facebook. Everything's gone live. Church is all over. You could get church probably 24/7 right now, which is a good thing. But I also know when you have too much coming at you, you can actually detach and you can shut down. And this is saying, even with all that going on, I want you to say, look at or hear, do not let them depart. Do not let your eyes turn away. And then it uses that word. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Okay, so you want to keep looking at them. Keep them in the midst of your heart. So what I want you to understand is when you look at something, it goes into your heart. When you see something, it goes to your heart. And then it says, for they are life who find them and health to their flesh. I've missed something. Hold on, sorry. I actually missed it in verse 20. I want to go back. My son, sorry about that. Give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. And this now says I. So ear and eye. And what are the two ways? I was thinking about it this way. If I was blind and deaf, which would be horrific, blind and deaf. Interesting though, if I were blind and deaf, right now that fear would not have a hold on me. If I couldn't hear all that's going on, and I couldn't see all that's going on. Let's say I walked into a grocery store and I was blind and deaf, And I didn't know that all the shelves were completely empty. I went and grabbed what I needed somehow, or I asked somebody, hey, can I have this? I wouldn't see the fear. So how does fear get into our hearts? By what we hear and by what we're seeing. And right now, we are inundated with fear. We are inundated seeing pictures. And it is horrific. But I'll tell you this, if I watch it for too long, it gets into my heart and fear begins to rise. Anxiety begins to rise. Interesting enough, my watch actually has a stress thing on it. And one day I looked at it. I've never been above 50 at any point. And one day when I was watching the news, I looked at it and I was at 73. And so what I was seeing and what I was hearing was boosting my anxiety, was boosting my adrenaline, was boosting my heart rate. And so what you see, it's a gateway. What you hear, it's a gateway to let that in. But on the opposite, what he's saying is, he's saying, hey, keep your eyes, keep your ears on my word and let it go into your heart. Let's read a little more. Do not let them depart. Don't let them get lost from your view, from your eyes. And by the way, the eyes is not just describing what we see, but it also refers to our mental capacity. Right within the word eyes is the understanding when you see something, it goes right into your mental thoughts. So what I see will affect me mentally. Keep. Now the next line, it says keep. And that word, we know that word. We looked at it a couple weeks ago. That word keep means shamar. It means to guard. It means to protect. So now you have a job here. So you already know that you're supposed to let your ears perk up to hear. You're supposed to lean in and let your eyes take in the word of God. And now it's saying, hey, you've got a job to do. You need to read and protect what's about to come in. Shamar. You need a guard. That's the Greek word, Hebrew word for keep is the word shamar, to guard or to watch. So it says, keep them, guard them in the midst of your heart, your inner man. So we go back to the same thing that John said, your soul, your whole entire inner man. For they are life. These words are life. Okay, so now we're having a comparison right now. You've got the fact that what you're seeing is death, is fear, and the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so fear, whether it's because of something you read or something you see, fear comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But this is saying, my words have come to give you life. Okay? And John 10:10, if you follow it, I'm just quoting it. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and life abundantly. So it says, for they are life. And that definition of life, I love it. It means green vegetation flowing fresh with water or reviving at springtime. And so many people have commented, right? Right now, we're starting to get the effects of spring, little buds on the tree. There's a reviving of spring happening. And that's what this word life is. I was joking around with Krista the other day, and our plant in our bedroom is giving birth. And I'm so excited. She thinks I'm crazy, but I actually see, I've been watching this new sprout of life. And I don't know why this type of plant is doing so well, but it is so green and I'm getting these massive leaves coming off of it. And it excites me because it's life. It's life. And so it says, keep these words in the midst of your heart, for they are that type of life, this waterfall, this green vegetation to those who find them. Okay, this is how it's describing it. That's what these words are like. And health, which is healing, or a sound mind, or healing to all disease and to all flesh. So let me read that again. Without all those words, it says, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Speaking of the words, for they are life to those who find them and health to all flesh. And then it says this. This is the key. Keep, guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart with diligence means to place a guard post. To place a guard post. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life, or out of it spring the source of life. Okay, so I'm saying all that. Seems like I'm saying a lot. I'm probably speaking fast. Right now in this season, in order for us to be strong and courageous from what we're seeing, we have to guard our hearts. If we do not guard our hearts, God wants us to prosper. God wants us to go on a successful journey. God wants you to come out of this in a better place than when you went into it. God wants you to find yourself in a place of peace and not fear. And the key to doing that right now in this hour, to be strong and courageous, is to be guarding our hearts, because it clearly says out of this innermost area will flow our life, will flow. It's a source of life. And we're either, so what are we going to do? If we listen to negativity, if we, and I'm not saying that we don't need to know what's going on. We don't stick our head in the ground right now and pretend it's not happening. You don't get on a bandwagon and say, well, this is fake. It's not fake. Look at New York. Look at the some of the reports from nurses and doctors that are having to make life and death decisions. This is real. It is not fake. But if you continually, every moment of the day, let that stuff penetrate you, if it goes in through your ears and through your eyes, it's going to do something in your heart. And you cannot expect that to go in, but to come out with hope. It's impossible. You have to feed yourself on the word of God that will bring life and will bring strength and will strengthen you. So strength comes from reading this and being encouraged by the word of God, and it becomes that source of life that we so desperately need. So I want to encourage you right now, let your ear lean in to the word of God. Let your eyes lean in to what's written in the word of God, because he wants to bring health. And I love the fact it says in verse 22, for they are life to those who find them and health to all flesh. These words are health to all flesh. My parents hung on to the words of Jesus when I was dying with a blood disease. And those words of God, the prayers the people were praying were health to my flesh. And God did a miracle. And God is still a miracle worker. God is still the one that can do absolute miracles. I hope you guys are getting this. I want to read Proverbs 20, 23. I got an amen. It's good to hear an amen from the few people that are in here. Josh has given me an amen. Proverbs 4, 20 to 23. It's the same thing, but I'm going to read it out of the Passion Translation. It says, listen carefully, my dear children, to everything that I teach you, and pay attention to all that I have to say. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Then as you unwrap my words, they will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. I want to read that again. So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being. From there flows the wellspring of life. So church, we know the church is not the four walls. We know that we are the church. We are the body of Christ this hour. And if we're going to be people of hope, and we are people of hope, if we're going to be mighty ones, we have to be strong and courageous. And the first thing I want you to understand, to be strong and courageous, you need to be guarding your heart with what goes in there. Because if you're not feeding with the right stuff, you're going to try to be strong and courageous only with your own motivation. And I'm going to tell you this up front. I love good quotes. I love people that have good quotes, but I know this, quotes are great to stir me, but the word is the only thing that will fill me. Good quotes from somebody that has gone through something is awesome, and that will stir me. Good quotes will stir me, but it's only the word of God that can fill me. It's only the word of God that can truly bring life to my soul. It's only the word of God that are promises to make me come alive. So I encourage you, the takeaway from this today is to be strong and courageous. You need to get into the word. You need to incline your ears. You need to let your ears perk. You need to incline your eyes. You need to lean into what he is saying right now. You need to fill your heart with hope. You need to get into the Proverbs. You need to get into Psalms. You need to get into John. You need to start reading things to remind yourself of who Jesus really is. I hope you're getting it, church. We are strong and powerful. We're going to stay that way. We're strong and courageous, but do not let your hearts get weakened with what you're seeing. And there will probably be difficult days ahead. There's no doubt. We're not through it yet. We don't know what it's going to look like on the other side. I'm not going to come up here and tell you that everything's going to be perfect on the other side. We don't know what it's going to look like. We went from kids not being in school for 2 weeks to the potential most likely not going back to school. But we don't have to be intimidated by fear. We can come out of this stronger. We're going to come out of this stronger. We're going to do communion. My wife's bringing it up. Thank you guys for joining us today. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being faithful with your tithes and offerings and sending them in. I know it's a tough season, but like Krista said, we know that the breakthrough comes when our hearts do not get fearful in that this hour, and that's with everything, including our finances. And so we're still giving. We're still giving. If you're with us and you're taking the body and blood, we take this not just in remembrance. We take this because the word of God says it's life to us. And we're going to take it as life today. And I want to remind you of the very thing I started with the story that I told you about my life. I was needing a blood transfusion to stay alive. Well, right here, I'm not transforming it into the blood, but we do that knowing that we receive the blood by faith. And it's the blood of Jesus that gives us life. It's the blood of Jesus that heals. It's the blood of Jesus. He died on the cross so you could be made whole. He died on the cross so you could be made well. He didn't do it just because he wanted you to get to heaven, and you need to start there and receive him and say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. But that was one thing that he did, not just the only thing, though. He died to give you life and life abundantly. So as we take the body and blood today, take it and say, Lord, I exchange. I want the life of God, and I exchange. I take my sickness, or I take my lack of faith right now, I take my fear and I cast it upon you that was on the cross, and I grab a hold of the very thing that you gave me, which is hope and life and your blood and victory. That's what we're taking a hold of. So Father God, I thank you for your body. Lord, I thank you that you were broken upon a cross, broken upon a tree. You became a curse for us so that we could become righteousness. You became sick for us so we could become healthy. You became hopeless so we could become hope. You became worthless so we could become worthy. And so we grab a hold of that. We take a hold of the body and we say, Lord, strengthen our body. We lean in right now in Jesus' name to your body. And Lord, we thank you for the blood. Right now we're asking, Lord, for a blood transfusion. Lord, I ask for anyone out there that's sick right now that you would give them a blood transfusion, that as they drink of the blood, and you could be doing this with apple juice, you could do this with water. It's doing it remembering that this is what he did. He died on the cross for you. He died on the cross for your sickness. If you have COVID-19 right now and you can take communion, I encourage you to grab a hold of it and take communion and say, I exchange right now. I take right now what the enemy's trying to do, and I exchange it, and I put that disease and that sickness upon the cross, and I take a blood transfusion. I take the blood of Jesus within me. He died for you. He died as you right now so you could be healed. And so we take this. We ask, Lord, for your blood to go within us and to wipe out any sickness, even sicknesses that are trying to form that we don't even know about. In Jesus' name, amen. Father God, we thank you that you are our life. and what flows out of us will come from your life. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you that in John, it says clear that you became the word made flesh. So when we read the word of God, when we read the word of God, that flesh comes into us and we partake of that. And it is strength and courage to us. Lord, I pray for everyone that's watching that fear would not intimidate them, that the giant of fear would be slain as they worship. The giant of fear would come down as they look at it in the eye and say, I will not be fearful in Jesus' name. And listen, it's not a one-time thing. It's something we're going to have to do over and over and over again in the days ahead. So we say no to fear and we say yes to life in Jesus' name. I bless you. I ask that God, your face would shine upon everyone that's watching. I ask you would bless them. They would prosper. You would bless them and they would become successful. I pray, Father God, that they would be healthy and whole in this hour. We bless you. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for taking the time. I pray that you are blessed. Comment if you need anything. We have information up there. If you want to send in a prayer request, that is prayer@antiochcanada.ca. We just ask that you would stay healthy and connect with us. If you're part of our church, make sure you stay connected with your group, community leaders. If you're not part of our church, you can email us and ask us to, if you want prayer, please put that into the prayer request. Love you guys. Bless you. May you have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Antioch, you can visit us online at antiochcanada.ca.